Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And welcome back to Project Independence and you here at Senior Talk Radio. I'm Rebecca Miller. I'm your guest host for today's show, along with Otto Lohs, who is the co-host. Otto, what a great show. A lot of information.
Well, we're dealing with somebody who really knows what they're talking about, so that makes it easy.
Yeah, that's great. It's great. And Christina Liu, who, of course, is the radio show producer and also the director of Senior Citizen Affairs for Project Independence. So I know, Otto, you had a lot of questions, and we were talking about family after break. If there was anything else you wanted to continue with,
Kathleen? Well, yeah, I believe that Project Independence has a very, very valuable tool, which we kind of underplay and don't promote as much as maybe I think we should, the circle of support. I think I have used it with people who I know who are by themselves. And what it did do was it forced them to think a little bit about what is going to happen if something happens, you know, or even if it doesn't happen. Maybe I just have a muscle tear in my shoulder, like I described. Who do I contact? You know, what are my connections in life? And this is 5 pages of information. You know, there's little things like I need a hearing aid to hear. Maybe that ought to be documented. You know, you go into a hospital or a nursing home and people don't know that, and they just keep talking and you don't have any idea what they're talking about. You know, being one who has a hearing issue, when I don't wear my hearing aids, it's hard to hear. That's why I wear a hearing aid. You know, and there's a lot of things like people have, maybe they don't have their own teeth. You know, you have to tell people this or they're not, nobody's a mind reader. So the point is the circle of support can include all these kinds of personal needs, as well as who your contact should be, your religious beliefs or non-beliefs, whatever. I believe that's a very powerful tool. And circle of support is completed by nurses and social workers from Project Independence with people. And I think it's a very valuable service.
You know, Otto, you raised something that's so important. And just to underscore what you made mention of, is that people need to feel comfortable completing the circle of support because it will really be helpful. All of us like to think it won't happen to us, but a disaster or emergency could happen at any point in time. And it is so helpful for family members to have this information. So I encourage all of the listeners to take advantage, as you've made mention, because it really is very, very important during a disaster or an emergency situation to have that ready to go.
And you know, it's really interesting. I haven't thought about it in a while. We haven't talked about it, but where the circle of support started, almost when we expanded to the first region outside of the NORC, it kind of came in this Great Neck Plaza where there was a man, an older man who recently widowed, was very, very active and never left his apartment. He just stopped. He got very depressed. It was an unfortunate scenario, but probably common. Had to give up his keys, couldn't do anything for himself, lost weight, got depressed. And a neighbor just knocked on his door and said, you know, I'm going to the supermarket. Do you need anything? And he really kind of didn't do anything like that. It's the generation where you never ask for help because it's looked at as a weakness. And he was at that point was really a year down in this depression. And he just said, you know, yeah, that would be great. And then from there, he said, you know, this is wonderful. And he's like, you know, I know that someone else in the apartment will go to the cleaners or do all this kind of stuff. So he learned how to kind of ask for help because he realized people want to help. Right. And it got to the point where he had to turn people away. He's like, no, my fridge is full. You know, I have all my laundry. And it just kind of, you know, you have to be your own advocate. So the circle of support is your personal advocate tool. And it's important, like what Otto was saying, to work with a project independent social worker and nurse to kind of compose it. But it's also important for you when you hear someone say, hey, you know, I can run to the store for you at any time, jot that down in there too. Mm-hmm. And say, hey, you know, and people do love to help. I mean, 9 out of 10 times, you know, a lot, you people are happy to go. I mean, I'm still shopping for the pandemic for my uncle. He likes it. You know, we get to talk a lot more. We see each other more. You know, he sometimes will buy me food, so that's savings for me. You know,
it's beneficial for both. I love what Otto shared about the hearing loss, because I will tell you, having worked in aging services my entire life, we can actually interpret hearing loss to be dementia. If somebody is not responding back appropriately, sometimes people can misinterpret that oh, he's confused. And then the pride takes in and you don't want to admit that you have a hearing deficit, but the other person is thinking, my goodness, that man is starting to, or woman is starting to be confused. That's where assistive technology comes in. You know, being able, as you make mention, Rebecca, to own it, to ask for some help, and then to get the resources available. And, you know, it sounds like Project Independence is with a 311 call, people can call and say, where can I get assistive devices, such as a pocket talker that is basically just a little headset that people can wear and all of a sudden they can hear. You could also call the New York Connects that I made mention of for assistive technology information to help and support people with their needs.
I think we have that phone number now that Christina looked up for us. So New York Connect, any resident in New York can call and get a lot of information on resources that are out there in your local community. So that was 800-342-9871. You can also call 311 to get that phone number at any time. So
assistive technology is a huge, huge category. You know, like I looked into it a little bit because of this shoulder business. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can't lift your arm. Okay, they have these gadgets that you can use to get something off the higher shelves and whatnot. Small example, people with macular degeneration, it's a terrible thing. All of a sudden, you can't read, you can't watch television. There's a lot of things you can't do, which none of us like to lose that capability. But there are devices that can help those situations. And I think what's really required is somebody who's just not trying to sell you something, but somebody who really does know what they're talking about. And that's if there are people out there who have that knowledge and that ability, I encourage you to volunteer for somebody and transfer that knowledge, because there's a lot of people who could use it, you know, in terms of what can you use. And without me worrying about you trying to sell me the best medical alert system or the best whatever, you know, an honest somebody who can tell you what you can use for your problem, whatever the circumstance. Mm-hmm. And that's a knowledge I don't have. I have scattered and not enough.
Well, and that's where those trusted sources come in. You know, they can help with that decision making. You know, you can confer with your daughter, your son, or neighbor who you trust to help you make good decisions. If indeed you think something's just not quite right, or you're feeling that push to buy something, bring in another party to help you make that decision. I know I do, and it helps. It helps.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so much out there. You know, there's so much out there, and people that are listening, if you want more information on the administration for community living, you can also call 311. And we have a host of information and can connect you to them through our staff. One of the things that is interesting too, a big part of living on Long Island is transportation. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a large federal grant, the 5310, for seniors and people with disabilities that we've had for many, many years now. So I think we're in our fourth three-year cycle, and we use taxis. So we do a public procurement, and we have three taxi companies that are designated to our little regions, and people call 311. You know, we are also an incredibly resource-rich township. We have Northwell, Winthrop, St. Francis, major healthcare systems. So a lot of, if you know, not 90% of doctors will have their practices around too. So we do offer medical transportation within the town limits. During COVID, we offered transportation to get vaccines. You know, it was a huge undertaking because we had to kind of expand, and we were working with, you know, our New York State DOT contract manager and also our grants manager to kind of expand and see where we can, you know, provide transportation. We also do free food shopping. During COVID, our taxi transportation program went completely cashless. Riders would be the only solo traveled. So there was no one else in the car. You know, we did everything we could. We expanded hours, especially for senior food shopping, because a lot of the markets opened up at 6 a.m. and allowed seniors to be the only shoppers for that particular hour. So, you know, we learned so much during that time period. And I know we don't have a lot of time left, but in terms of transportation and programs like that, you know, especially in communities where, you know, even upstate, I mean, it's such a, you know, again, another complex scenario for our seniors. What types of programs are available, if there are?
Well, Project Independence seems to have really done a great job at focusing on how they can really streamline the services and make them appropriate for older adults. You know, under Title IIIB of the Older Americans Act, there are funds available for transportation, but I would tell you they're not enough funds. You know, that's the challenge. The Older Americans Act funding doesn't really meet all of the need. That's why the state dollars are very important, as well as the county dollars. Putting them together does help. So we do have that option under Title IIIB of the Older Americans Act to use those for transportation services. I always say, and if you ever look at, as you know, every 10 years or so, there is a meeting at the White House where we talk about the needs of older adults. The top two are always transportation and housing. And if I think, yes, I could ever solve those two, it would be like solving world peace, because it's just so big, so broad, so challenging, and it's different in every community. But what you've just described, Rebecca, is just really, I would say, a best practice or a promising practice for other communities. It sounds as if Project Independence has really done a great job of evaluating, assessing, and then implementing programs. So I would tell you, I think you're probably ahead of the game there.
Right, right. And I wanted to add another major thing that has to be looked at is snow shoveling. I mean, it is... I don't want to say it's a bone of contention, but because, you know, we can't plan it, it could happen in the middle of the night. It is a private kind of property issue for seniors. So anyway, I just wanted to throw that in there. We don't have much time. I know that we'll have you back. So much appreciate all this vital information.